For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Today, after 4 months, the Select Committee into the January 6th attack on the Capitol held what was said to be their final hearing. Committee Chair Benny Thompson, representative from Mississippi, began the session by saying the hearing wasn't a partisan exercise.
When you look back at what has come out through this committee's work, the most striking fact is that all this evidence come almost entirely from Republicans. The evidence that has emerged did not come from Democrats or opponents of Donald Trump. Instead, look at who's written and testified and produced evidence. Who has that been? Aides who've worked loyally for Donald Trump for years, Republican state officials and legislators, Republican electors, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, political professionals who worked at the highest levels of the Trump campaign, Trump appointees who served in the most senior positions in the Justice Department, President Trump's staff and closest advisors in the White House, members of the President Trump's family, his own White House counsel.
Thompson says it's tough for any congressional investigation to receive the kind of evidence that they've received.
Least of all, such a detailed view into a president's inner circle. And I want to be clear, not all these witnesses were thrilled to talk to us. Some put up quite a fight, but ultimately the vast majority cooperated with our investigation. And what we've shown you over the last 4 months has been centered on the evidence, evidence that has come overwhelmingly from Republican witnesses. So I say to you again, as I did in June, this investigation is not about politics, it's not about party, it's about the facts, plain and simple, and it's about making sure our government functions under the rule of law as our Constitution demands.
The committee presented evidence which showed that months ahead of Election Day 2020, as early as July, the then president said he intended to declare victory regardless of the result, and that the premeditated plan to stay in office led to the attack on the Capitol. At the conclusion of the hearing, the committee voted to subpoena Trump to testify. Thompson says this is about accountability to the American people.
He must be accountable. He is required to answer for his actions. He's required to answer to those police officers who put their lives and bodies on the line to defend our democracy. He's required to answer to those millions of Americans whose votes he wanted to throw out as part of his scheme to remain in power. And whatever is underway to ensure this accountability under law, this committee will demand a full accounting to every American person of the events of January 6th. So it is our obligation to seek Donald Trump's testimony.
Thompson says the committee recognizes that a subpoena to a former president is a serious and extraordinary action.
That's why we want to take this step in full view of the American people, especially because the subject matter at issue is so important to the American people and the stakes are so high for our future and our democracy.
Mr. Chairman, our committee now has sufficient information to answer many of the critical questions posed by Congress at the outset.
Vice Chair of the January 6th Committee, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney.
We have sufficient information to consider criminal referrals for multiple individuals, and to recommend a range of legislative proposals to guard against another January 6th.
Cheney says the committee needs to hear from Trump that more than 30 witnesses have taken the fifth, many specifically about their dealings with Donald Trump.
Here are a few examples. This is Roger Stone with Oath Keepers at the Willard Hotel on the morning of January 6th. And here is Mr. Stone testifying before our committee.
Did you speak to President Trump on his private cell phone on either January 5th or January 6th?
Once again, on advice of counsel, I will assert my Fifth Amendment right to respectfully decline to answer your question.
This is General Michael Flynn walking with Oath Keepers on December 12, 2020. And here is General Flynn's testimony before our committee.
Did you, General Flynn, talk to President Trump at any point on January 6, 2021?
The 5th.
Here is John Eastman fraudulently instructing tens of thousands of angry protesters that the vice president could change the election outcome on January 6th. Later on this same day, Dr. Eastman acknowledged in writing that Donald Trump knew what he was attempting was illegal. Here is John Eastman testifying before our committee.
Did President Trump authorize you to discuss publicly your January 4th, 2021 conversation with him?
5th.
So is it your position that you can discuss in the media direct conversations you had with the President of the United States, but you will not discuss those same conversations with this committee?
5th.
Here is Jeff Clark, who conspired with Donald Trump to corrupt the Department of Justice. President Trump wanted to appoint Jeff Clark as acting attorney general. And as you can see in this call log we obtained from the National Archives, he did so. And here is Mr. Clark testifying before our committee.
Mr. Clark, when did you first talk directly with President Trump?
5th.
Mr. Clark, did you discuss with President Trump allegations of fraud in the 2020 election?
5th.
Other witnesses have also gone to enormous lengths to avoid testifying about their dealings with Donald Trump. Steve Bannon has been tried and convicted by a jury of his peers for contempt of Congress. He is scheduled to be sentenced for this crime later this month. Criminal proceedings regarding Peter Navarro continue. And Mark Meadows, Donald Trump's former chief of staff, has refused to testify based upon executive privilege. The committee's litigation with him continues. Mr. Chairman, at some point, the Department of Justice may well unearth facts that these and other witnesses are currently concealing. But our duty today is to our country and our children and our Constitution. We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion. And every American is entitled to those answers so we can act now to protect our republic.
Liz Cheney. Questions remain over whether Trump will demand a public hearing and what the response would be from the committee. Also today, the Supreme Court rejected Trump's plea to step into the legal fight over the FBI search of his Florida estate. He wanted an independent arbiter to vet classified documents that were seized by the FBI from his Florida home as part of his legal battle against investigators probing his handling of sensitive government records. The justices denied his request. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Letitia James is trying to stop Trump from moving assets. The AG's office is seeking a preliminary injunction as part of her $250 million civil lawsuit against Trump to stop what she says is his ongoing fraudulent conduct. She's also seeking the court's permission to serve Trump and his son Eric electronically because both of them and their counsels have refused to accept complaints in the AG's September lawsuit for fraud. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.